Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Gail Sussman-Miller, who works with women executives and their employees to improve resilience, well-being, and career joy, especially in uncertain times. Her sage wisdom helps women achieve unrealized courage by reframing restrictive mindsets and then applying practical, tactical techniques. Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mitchell. That was nice to hear.
Well, I think you wrote it, but maybe my team did. Anyhow, we've talked before, and I've enjoyed this conversation as well. And I would love the audience to get to know you a little bit through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Stressed women executives and their employees.
I so love that. I love the latter part and their employees. And when you're thinking about the former part, you know, this world of COVID just sort of smacked the entire universe. It smacked everyone on its head because we don't know the answer. And because of the internet, we know things around the world, it's really stressful for many people. Gail, tell me more.
Well, you know, women executives, first of all, have to take care of themselves. So they're already having their challenge. And then they're watching their employees, those who really care and feel their pain, see their employees struggling, the whole childcare, all the things that we know that are going on. And it's affecting their ability to be productive. They are highly stressed. So these are employers who really, really care and want their employees to have some tools to cope. Everything's so magnified right now with COVID. So it's really a time for some extra care.
So tell me a little bit more about what do you do?
So I work with women executives and their teams, depending on who's in the room. It can be one-on-one coaching. It can be a group workshop, which I've been doing a lot since the isolation started in March. And it's a lot of tools that are easy, small steps that people can do right away. They just don't want extra homework and extra work. Really practical, small things that exponentially lead to big results.
And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
You know, I've spent 19 years coaching, but the interesting thing is I call myself a midlife bloomer, baby boomer. So just since the age of 41, I've done tons of personal growth work. I was just kind of cruising through my life, living for Fridays, thinking that was happiness. Mm-hmm. And then I really woke up to the profession of coaching. I got married at the age of 46 for the first time, and my life started then. So a lot of personal growth work, hiring coaches, being in workshops, signing up for year-long programs, some credentialing. I've lived those challenges in our heads. And how do you make shifts? You just tell the story and you're in a repeat pattern. How to break those patterns.
And how many people have you coached?
You know, in terms of individuals, I'd say over 250. And then through group workshops and teleconferences back in the day, I'd say a couple thousand.
Perfect. Thank you. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
You know, I think to get to know me is to know that my style is lovingly firm. My personal mission in the world is to increase love in the business world. And I know we don't normally put the word love in the same sentence with the word business. It's acceptance, lack of judgment, and I really help people see that I am vulnerable and authentic. I'm very comfortable sharing what goes on in my head and how I've learned to do things. And I really reach out and hug people. People have told me they feel my energy and my love. So I approach this in a very holistic way to really help people. It's not just over here is work and over here is personal. It's how you view the world, how you approach problems, how you shift to a more positive mindset.
Mm. That's really beautiful. And the customer base is typically companies between five and 50. Is that what you said?
No, you know, somewhere between 50 and 100 is typically the size of the companies I work with. So it's possible to, in one example, I'm coaching two or three of the executives, and then we're doing a workshop literally next week on helping employees adapt to this uncertainty and teaching them some more tools for managing stress.
All right. So if you're listening or you're watching and you're a woman exec that not just you are stressed, but you're looking at your employees are stressed and you're looking for some support, somewhere to go for help, reaching out to Gail makes a whole lot of sense. What is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Through my website, and it's www.inspiredchoice.com.
Beautiful. Well, Gail, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
I'm so glad to be with you, Mitchell. You make it so easy and comfortable.
Well, thank you. It was fun. And listen, if you're still here, you recognize the importance of Gail's message. So what I would say is now's the time to click on the like button, share with your friends, and then we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Thank you so much. Bye now. Great.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.